I predict that next year's Oscar for Best Picture goes to Fantastic Four: First Steps. I'm just kidding, that movie was terrible. If you define a superhero film in a particular way, then we can trace back the origin of the superhero genre to the 1951 Superman and the Mole Men. It seems like there must have been hundreds of superhero movies since then. If you count only movies in the DC comic and Marvel comic universes, then there have been over 100. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Aquaman, Ant-Man, X-Men, Watchmen, lots of men. Well, there's been an occasional Wonder Woman or Supergirl in there as well. Not a single one of them has won the Oscar for Best Picture. My name is Eric Cotton, and this is Know It All. I was looking for something to watch over a slow Thanksgiving break. Flipping around the various streaming services that I have access to, I was struggling with the feeling that there really are no new stories. Thinking to myself that I must have really seen everything there is to see. Eventually, I settled on watching both The Fantastic Four: First Steps and Kraven the Hunter. For me, I found them both truly and utterly bad. So bad. So bad. Written, directed, and starred by ChatGPT bad. For example, there was this scene in Kraven where a bad guy is describing his backstory. This part was so rushed and forced. The guy practically started his 30-second-long dialogue with the phrase, "My backstory is," and then proceeded to list a series of facts. The Fantastic Four was only a hair better for me. I remember asking myself what all the hype was about, so naturally, I went poking around the internet to see what other people thought. I was astonished to see that lots of people, and by lots of people, I mean a group of folks who filled out a completely scientifically accurate Reddit poll that I came across. They thought it was a solid 8 out of 10. That's backed up by its 86% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I just don't get it. At least Rotten Tomatoes agrees with me on Kraven with its solid 15% rating. Let me back up a bit. I used to watch a lot of TV and movies, lots of situational comedies. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and watching TV is what we did as a family. Cheers, Frasier, Fresh Prince, Seinfeld, King of Queens, Roseanne, The Cosby Show. I was the guy that would host a weekly watch party for Fox's Sunday lineup of Futurama, King of the Hill, The Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle, and then The X-Files. But at some point I just stopped. Maybe it's old age. Maybe it's how streaming has given me immediate access and complete bingeability of only the TV and movies I find interesting. But I just don't find the vast majority of stuff out there worth the time. I now go months without consuming any TV or movies at all. My recent experiences with superhero movies has made me ask the questions, why are they so formulaic, and why do we watch them anyway? And I think I know why. Powerlessness. We humans are fragile and generally powerless to affect any real change in any meaningful way. Superheroes provide us with an escape route. Even though temporary, it's an escape route from that lack of power. In the book Fade to Black, the author suggests that superhero movies are an answer to the fears that we experience about our own mortality and death. This rings true. I remember spending hours as a kid figuring out how I was going to be a Batman-type vigilante with a particular focus on how I would design the armor that would protect me from death. These days, as a late middle-aged human that has accepted, as best as I can, his own mortality, I just don't feel the same way about the escapism that these films provide. As far as art, why are the films so basically basic? Without depth, without character, without any effort put into the story. Don't get me wrong, even though no superhero movie has won the Oscar for Best Picture, some have won Oscars. Notably, 1989's Batman won for Best Art Direction, 2018's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse won Best Animated Feature Film, and Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for a stunning performance as the Joker. After this Thanksgiving, I asked myself, is this new or did the studios just stop trying? They know full well that we will spend that money no matter how little effort they put into the art. I love what Maxwell Fishney said in his article published coincidentally on the exact same day that I'm experiencing the travesty of these two movies. He says, quote, Cinema is stagnating in the wake of such mediocrity as the current Marvel Cinematic Universe, unquote. I suppose that as long as we keep shelling out our cash to these studios for superhero movies, then the studios will keep making them. I know there are great movies out there. I know that the art is still there. I just wish the average person would spend their money in support of it. Or at the very least, I wish I could find something good on Netflix to watch. My name is Eric Cotton, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about movies, even superhero movies. Bye for now.